Davening Takeaway, Torah Or, Daf 121, Part 1. On this daf, there are a couple of very powerful descriptions and discussions on how we can connect to the highest level of Hashem, the Atzmus and Mahus of Hashem, and the way that can be realized here. The Maimer is talking about Purim, and it's mentioning that Purim is higher than Matan Torah, higher than Yom Kippur, and the realization of that is through the Mesiras Nefesh that the Jews had reached such a high level that it can come down in a way on Purim with Mishta V'Simcha. And through the meals and the joy that we have on Purim. And it explains that this joy, it says, the Nichnas Yayin Yatzasod, that when you have, you know, wine goes in, the secrets come out, that they're through this meals and the joy, that these are vessels that can contain this very high level of Hashem that normally vessels cannot contain. That the normal way for a light to be contained in a vessel and brought into revelation is through something within the Seder Estalshalos, even as high as the world of Atzilus, which is extremely high level. Nevertheless, it's all confined to those kinds of realms, whereas Purim is able to take this highest level way beyond Atzilus and bringing it down into something that can be contained in this world, and that is through the feasting and the joy. And so maybe one can suggest that even though in davening we're not eating, but the joy in davening can also be a way of expressing these highest levels of Hashem through that aspect, what's called Ru'usa Daliba, the desire, the inner desire of the heart. And is related, is not mentioned here, but it's related possibly to a pasuk in the Chumash where it says that, you know, because things were going wrong. Why? Because that because we weren't serving Hashem through the simcha, this is some negativity came through. But if we were re-serving Hashem through simcha, then we would be getting positive things. So possibly that's connected. We see later on in the daf, which is related to the same idea and maybe sheds a little more light on it, there's a quote from Iyuv, which is interpreted along these lines. The pasuk is Im yasim elav libay ruchay v'nishmasay elav yesav. That again, interpreted by the way the mimer here is interpreting it, that if a person will place his heart towards Hashem and says towards Hashem and not to any aspect of Hashem, as said a number of times, that it's to Hashem and not to any of his midos, as a pasuk says, I don't desire anything with you, I only desire you alone, as the Alter Rebbe was known to say. And so and as long as our heart is towards that, the essence of Hashem, then that person's ruach, his spirit, and his neshama will be gathered towards Hashem. And it's explained that if, you know, this, it's conditional, so it has to be at that kind of level. If we take our heart and place it towards Hashem, and that's reflecting on the essential kernel of the heart, is Tachlis Nekudas Alev, which is related to Ruzat Aliba. This is a level, it says, that it's a point where it's you know, above normal will. It's the source of the will, which is known as Riva de Riven. That's source of what's going on. That now, if we touch that, we can have the ability for us to then be brought in and included, you know, with Hashem and experiencing that. But the mimer goes in and says that, well, wait, you know, our heart is a physical thing. And so it should be limited because it's a physical thing. So even though that heart is connecting to Hashem, it is at a very low level, considered like a physical action, so to speak, to Hashem, the essence of Hashem, which is way, way beyond it. But nevertheless, Hashem says that we can still connect that way. Why? Because when we're reaching that high, all levels are considered equal. Physical, spiritual, high, low, they're all equal. And so because of that, then we can then touch this highest level and then can experience that level within us.